Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do a freestyle. Just wing it in the glory. Just wing it with Jesus. Just leaning on those everlasting arms with under the feathers of the Almighty. Talking about prayer. What is prayer? Someone sent me a message and said, can you recommend a book for me? Books I should read so I can grow in intimacy. So I recommended the Bible. It was the most anointed book I've ever read. I mean, I've been caught into like ecstasy and visions and revelations of the Lord when I read that book. Other books that people write about the Bible are okay, but I'd rather just go to the main source. Just jump right through the words of the Bible into the Father's arms and encounter Him. That's my favorite book. And then he was asking, how can you pray to be more intimate with God? And I told him, don't pray. Just talk to God like He's right there listening to you, because He is. Sometimes we make this prayer like a mechanical thing where you have to like conjure stuff up, and I don't know. There's many different types of prayer. I like to pray in tongues. I like to pray in English. One time I was just, the Bible says pray with groanings which cannot be uttered. I understand what that is because I experienced it. I was, my friends came over and we had some worship going on in the background, some soft music, and it was good. Hallelujah. Hold on. Holy Spirit, I just welcome you into everything of this video. Everyone who's watching, let them increase in hunger for you, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and let them be filled with you. This is not just information, but it's something we can apply to our lifestyle as revelation through personal experience, God. And I thank you for the spirit right now of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Thank you, God. Wow, I just prayed. I didn't even... that's just like asking God for stuff. But other times, other kinds of prayer is like you're letting the Holy Spirit pray through you with groanings which cannot be uttered. Like, I didn't even say a word. My friend came over and we had this soft music going on in the background. I had a couple friends over, actually. We're just kind of seeking the Lord, and I felt impressed. I was like, we should pray. Let's pray, like, just to get the mindset of like, okay, we're gonna communicate with God. So this particular friend of mine, his wife was like backslidden, and I decided I want to pray for her because my heart. Something in my heart wanted to pray for her. So I said, bro, let's pray for your wife. And then he's like, okay, you go first. And I didn't say one word. All I did was go, oh, and I started weeping for her. Oh. And it was like I was groaning and travailing so that Christ could be formed in her. And that was like intercession, you know. The Lord ever lives to make intercession through us, through His body, the body of Christ. I just groaned and travailed for her. That's not one of my main gifts. My mom used to travail and stuff like that, and I would feel the demons leaving me. So what you're doing when you're travailing, you're like in a birth position, almost in the spirit, and you're just like, pushing darkness out of the way so that Christ can be like can have His way through that person, you know, so that they can easily yield to the will of God. And that was just one form of prayer. It was just like you let the Holy Spirit pray through you, and through groanings. It's really hard to explain because it's a spiritual thing, and you just allow God to do it. Another type of prayer is just contemplation prayer, meditation, where you're meditating on the goodness of God. Whoa, I feel something on that. when you just lay on your bed, and David said, I lay on my bed and meditate on you in the night watches. You're just meditating on God. It's not even, you're not asking for anything. You're seeking Him with all of your heart, because He was a man after God's own heart. So you're just laying on your bed, you're pursuing the presence of God, you're pursuing God's face, you're pursuing His nature, you're pursuing what He's like. It's like a full surrender, a full hunger, full just, I want you more, God. And you don't have to use words with that either. It's just a pursuit of God, a pursuit of your lover. And you just almost like put your hand on your heart and you just pursue God. That's my favorite type of prayer. It's just pursuing the manifest presence of God, the voice of the Lord. You're listening intently to hear what He's going to say to you. You're waiting to see what He's going to show you. You're in expectation to meet with God. It's like drawing near to God and He draws near to you. You're like just drawing near Him with your heart and your affections, and you're even using your mind to pursue Him. Like you want to see what He looks like. You're using your imagination, you're using your heart, your emotions are engaged. You're even using your body, like you're sometimes you just raise your hands and worship Him. It's like that's, I think, the highest level of prayer that I've ever come into is where I just pursued God with every, it's almost like worship. I just pursued God with everything inside me. Like I left all of my desires behind. I sacrificed everything just to pursue the manifest presence of God. With my mind, with my heart, with my eyes, with my smelling, everything is just pursuing God. And then He just takes you into His manifest presence. And His presence goes before Him. So you enter through the presence into the glory around me. You stand there in utter awe and wonder. And you just behold the glory of the Lord. And it's not even, you may not even see anything, but is His love just cascades through all the hall chambers of your heart, and you commune with God spirit to spirit. You don't even have to use English words. To me, that's the highest level of prayer. It's communion with God in the spirit. It's like you're eating His flesh and drinking His blood, not with the natural, but in the spirit. You're feasting on His love. You're feasting on His presence. You're feasting on who He is. And He's feasting on your worship. Hallelujah. And other types, I think the lowest type of prayer is when you're just walking down the street, just talking to God. And you don't really expect to hear anything from God. You're just kind of like, oh God, look at the flowers. They're beautiful. Thank you for creating the flowers. I love the way the flowers look on the earth. I bet you they're just even more fantastic and beautiful in heaven. Thank you, God, for creating the flowers. A good type of prayer is a thankful prayer, because a thankful heart is like a king's hallway for Him to walk through. Yeah, He just comes through that realm into this realm with His manifest presence. And it's just, you're praying without ceasing. What that simply means is you're constantly in communion with God. You're constantly talking to God. But it's a little bit more fun if you actually listen for God too, so you can hear what the Spirit is saying instead of just what your soul is saying to God. So then you can start praying in the Spirit, and it may come with intercession for your friends, or it may come for intercession for yourself. It may come with not even intercession, it may just come into like an intimacy, you know, encounter with God, where He just shows you some mysteries. Or it may even just be like you just feel the peace, and you just like sit in the peace of God, and it passes all your understanding, and you realize, wow, prayer is really fun. It's not boring and religious. But the lowest level of prayer that I know of, that I've experienced, is just like praying with just out loud, and not really expecting God to speak to you. I do it all the time. I play Candy Crush and I just video games, and I just listen to God. Not even listen to God, I just talk to God. And I'm just like, wow, God, what should I do here? Like, which move should I do? And I don't think He's ever told me which move I should use on Candy Crush. But it's just, I've just trained my mind to keep it set on things above, and not, like, even though I'm doing things on the earth, it's set on God. Like, I involve Him in everything I do. And, yeah. Other types of prayer is, like, when you get revelation, you bring it before the Lord. Like, Hezekiah, like, Sennacherib came against Hezekiah, and he brought everything before the Lord. And, you know, it's like, it's almost like you want to get your blueprints before the Lord. You want to get the plans of what to do, because He'll give you counsel and might. So you go to the Lord to get something from heaven, like blueprints, and He'll show you how to battle, how to, like, He'll give you wisdom, and He'll give you understanding of how to defeat the enemy. And sometimes He'll just because you go to Him, He'll just fight the battle for you. The battle is the Lord's. But sometimes we need to participate, because the battle is the Lord's, and He does it through His body. And sometimes we need to speak certain things. We need to release certain things. Sometimes we need to change habits. And yeah, so my favorite prayer is almost just like worship. It's just you seek God, and then He fills you. And the lower levels of prayer is just talking to God day to day in your everyday thing. And some other mid-range levels is just intercession, where the Holy Spirit just does it through you. I love praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, pray without ceasing, like just all throughout the day. Like, you know, I'll feel an urge sometimes. I'll be shakara kora kiri kora ma shaka, and then I'll feel like the manifest presence, and I'm like, wow, you know that those prayers are hitting home, or those prayers are going through in the Spirit, because you can sense it. And other times, like, for today, like, I feel stuff in the atmosphere that should not be there, and so just pray. I pray in tongues. Like, I'll rebuke it, take authority over it, and rebuke it. And some, it doesn't always leave. Sometimes you need to go deeper into worship, so that the heavens unlock from the kingdom of God pouring through you. You know, so you can have an open heaven. Let me see some other forms of worship. Prayer. Laying hands on the sick and they recover. That's one of my, it's not my strongest gift. I don't even know if you call it a gift, but I used to take authority over colds and viruses, and they would just die, like, within usually 4 hours. But other people, they just, like, it's instant. It's like, boom, they'll just rebuke it and it's gone. Me, I have to wrestle and struggle. And I found that the easiest way to, like, to heal the sick is to have revelation. It's to get revelation from God, like what the scriptures mean, or get a revelation of God, His character. You know, if someone's limb is to grow back, I've never seen this happen, but I've seen videos on YouTube. Where people, like, they would pray for the sick and limbs would grow back, and metal plates would shrink. You can check about James Maloney. I watched him pray for this woman, and the plates in her face just shrunk right in front, because she had plates, because her bones were broken. And he laid hands on her right in front of my eyes. Like, her face just shifted and it went back to normal. I was like, whoa, that kind of levels of prayer. He had some revelation of Christ in him. It was Jesus doing the works, and he was just participating by obeying what the Spirit wanted to do. And God's not, you know, willing that any should perish, or, you know, the kingdom of heaven is coming on earth as it is in heaven. No one has face plates in their face in heaven. They're all walking healed. Hallelujah. And so, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, the healing. Usually I would just pray, and I would get revelation, like, Galatians 3, I believe, is Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us. So I looked at the curses of the law in Deuteronomy, I think 28 or around there somewhere, and one of the curses of the law was, like, it was sickness. God said, I will not put the diseases that were upon the Egyptians, or something like that, if you walk in my ways or whatever my law. I can't remember the exact scripture, but it just that exploded through the word of God to me. And so for a while I was walking, well, this is illegal, this is against the law of the spirit to be sick. Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil, healing sicknesses. So I realized like sicknesses came through the fall, and the fall nature is what the enemy enters through. And then he inflicts us. Mankind, I'm talking about. So God's given us all authority in heaven and in earth to destroy the works of the devil, which is everything that came through the fall. Because before the fall, there was no sickness, there was no disease. So another level of prayer is decree. Decree the word, the will of God. Decreeing the scriptures. Decreeing that it's supposed to be on earth as it is in heaven. If you're going to learn how to pray, best place to go is look how Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven. You know, put all your focus on the Father. And hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread. Let your kingdom come. That's the kingdom realm of God. The way it is in heaven is the way it's supposed to be on the earth. Give us today our daily bread. What we're supposed to have, the daily bread of His presence, daily bread of revelation, daily bread of just encountering God. And that it's like when you pray, you're opening yourself up to receive revelation. You're opening yourself up to encounter God. You're opening yourself up to live in the glory. That's why you're supposed to pray without ceasing, so that you can live in the glory without falling down. You know, stay in the thoughts. So give us today our daily bread. And if we have anything against anyone, we forgive them, everyone, their debts, just like you've forgiven us, God. So you just get your heart right before God. And if you have anything against anyone, give it to God. Or if someone has something against you, you just take it before God and try to make it right the best you can. And for yours is the glory, the kingdom, and all that good stuff. Hallelujah. So, we need to feast. The whole purpose of prayer is just God wants to hang out with you. God wants to be with you. God wants to love you, and He wants to walk with you in the cool of the day. We call it prayer, but I think of it just as like, I want to hang out with God today. God, I want to be God's friend. I want to like just say, hi, God. And then He's like, hi, Chris. How are you doing? I'm doing good. I'm in the glory. You know, just hang out with God. The greatest thing you could ever be is God's friend. I mean, one time, I don't even know if I was praying. I was just sitting at work, and I felt like Solomon, like that scripture, and like he asked God for wisdom. He could have asked God for anything. But he asked God for wisdom, and I felt like the Holy Spirit was hovering around me all morning. I was like, God, what do you want? Like, am I supposed to do something? Do you want me to like prophesy over everyone at my workplace? I was at my workplace, and I could feel the Holy Spirit. It's almost like He was like hovering around me. But I know He's in me, but He's also around me. And I felt like He said to me, Chris, ask me anything you want and I'll give it to you. I was like, ooh. So my mind started racing. I'm like, oh, well, I want the whole world to be saved. Maybe I'll have all the money in the world and I can build an awesome ministry. And or maybe, what could I ask for from God? Anything, anything. What would you say? I thought about it for a long time. Maybe all my family could be saved. That was in my heart. I want everyone to be saved. I want everyone to be in the glory. And then I realized on a personal level, like, this is personal. Ask anything for me and I'll give it to you. And I realized, like, I don't want anything from God, because He's already given me everything. All things are yours. Like, I just said, God, I don't know how to answer this question. I just want to be your friend. And I started crying, and I'm like, God, I just want to be your friend. I don't have all the money in the world, but without your friendship, what is it worth? What can I spend it on? Nothing is more valuable to me than your friendship. I could have everything. I could have the entire world. I could have this. I could own NASA and fly around in spaceships. But what would it all be without your friendship? God, I just want to be your friend. And I started crying, and because that was in my heart. And I felt the Holy Spirit. He was around me, and he just went vroom, into my heart and boom, exploded. And I realized, whoa, this really was God. And that was it. And I realized that's my whole purpose, is to just be God's friend. That's why I pray. That's why I make these videos, so everyone else can just come in and enjoy God too. You could be God's friend too. It's not anything about anything but to be God's friend. You can walk with God in the cool of the day. You can walk with God like Enoch. Even closer, you can sit with God face to face like Moses, except for he's sitting in your face. The best type of prayer is just talking to God like he's right there listening, because he is. Then my favorite type of prayer is just loving God and experiencing his love. And he will pray through you sometimes so that other people can come into the same experiences, that they can experience God too and realize he wants to be their friend. Hallelujah. Could you imagine the King of Glory, the one that created the heavens and the earth and the angels and the chair? He just wants to be your friend. That's why he wants you to pray. So that in your friendship, you get to walk with God and to partake in his divine nature. You can partake in the fruits of his spirit. You can experience his joy, experience his righteousness, experience the mind of Christ, walking in his armor, walking in his peace. You have your shoes are up. There's all these warfare things on how to do spiritual warfare. Sometimes the greatest spiritual warfare you could ever do is just to stop yelling at demons and just turn around and give the Father a big hug. And all the arrows just fall down, because they can't go into the glory like that, in the high realms of glory where God the Father is. Hallelujah. So, yeah. But other times, like, it might be really hard for you, so you rebuke the devil, you're rebuking this, you're decreeing, but man, I think intimacy is the highest form of prayer. Intimacy is the highest form of prayer. Well, it's when you're calling deep, cries out to deep at the noise of your water spouts, you know, where the deep within you is crying out to the depths within God. And those two depths just pull each other like a magnet, and you meet inside the heart of God, and he reveals his nature to you, and then he unravels it through you, walking in the earth garden with God. Hallelujah. It's available for everyone who wants friendship with God. So why do you pray? So we can get to know God. We can walk with him. He is our Lord and our Master, but he's also our friend and our lover. He's a great and fearful God, but he wants to be our best friend. Isn't that awesome? I love walking with God. I can sense him here right now. So let's just talk to God as though he's here listening, because he is. God, I thank you for these simple little levels of prayer. I know there's infinitely more. I know there are more complex ways of praying, but I'm not very smart, and I don't really know how to pray very complex prayers. I don't pray with a bunch of words to be heard by man. I don't bow down to idols. I just open my heart up wider for you so I can commune with you in my heart, Lord. Thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring your spirit through us, God, because we are the windows now, and because we're the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we just open up ourselves to you to have your way through and through. Live your life. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh, and everyone who press record, press play on the video, that you'll touch them, God. And that we don't really pray anymore these repetitious prayers like the heathen do, but we just talk to you from our heart, and we just give you, as we delight ourselves in you, God, you give us the desires of our heart, which is to know you and to live in you, have our being in you, and you live through us. Have your being through us, God. We are one spirit, one mind, one accord, in perfect unity with our God. Thank you, God, for pouring out your spirit upon us and pouring your spirit out through us. We're just like a hose of glory. We'll let the glory come out, God. Hallelujah. Fill the atmosphere. God, I release your peace in my spirit into this place right now in the name of Jesus. I release your peace in my spirit, into my atmosphere, into my neighbor's houses. Overflow, God, just like the ships that were on the water when the disciples were in the middle of a storm. And you said, peace, be still. The other little ships received the peace of the overflow of the relationship of the disciples with you in the boat. Hallelujah. Let our neighbors receive the overflow of the principality of peace ruling and reigning in our hearts. Let them receive peace and flush all the demonic spirit tormenting them away now in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to be your friend. And I know you want us to be your friends, or else, you know, why else are we here on the earth but to walk with God and to correct it? Whatever's not on earth as it is in heaven must be changed to on earth as it is in heaven, where everyone can communicate with you freely and see you and experience your peace and your glory and be in awe and wonder. Hallelujah. Yeah. Other times, oh, there's prayer, like impressions. One time, how much time we got here? I was just kneeling down and I was praying on my knees, and I was a brand new believer. I didn't know anything. And I felt this strong impression to pray for my brother-in-law. It was strong, so I just prayed. I didn't know how to pray. I prayed the best I could. And then I got a phone call. My mom got a phone call a few days later, about a week almost later, and then she told my mom how my brother-in-law, he fell down the stairs and he just missed the rail. It would have took out his eye just by like an inch. I wonder if, like, just me praying, because the Holy Spirit wanted me to pray, if he just, like, as he fell down the stairs, the angel was activated just to kick him over a little bit, so he misses the rail with his eye. I don't know what happened in the spirit, but God knows. That's another type of prayer. It's just kind of like you feel an impression. You feel impressed to pray about something, and you just pray it out. When I first got saved, I would pray for all my friends who didn't know Jesus, and I would sit there with a chair, and my elbows on the chair, just weeping for them. And I would feel the heart of God for the lost. And that was just intercession with groanings and prayers, words that I did utter. I guess it was on a little bit lower level of the groanings, which cannot be uttered, because I uttered some words and I just prayed for them. And there was a Kingdom Hall, a Jehovah's Witnesses place across the street. And I would start just weeping for the Jehovah's Witnesses, because they need to come into this glory too. So I would run out of these, I'd run out of like the church that I was in, I'd run out there and go look for them, and it was all closed up, and I was going to go tell them all about Jesus and hug them all and just get them all jacked up. But yeah, listen, prayer changes your nature. Actually, it just it reminds you of the nature that you're supposed to have, the image of God, Christ's nature. When you pray, you're just connecting your heart back to God. So you're connected to God in your heart, your spirit, your body, and your soul, your mind. Everything's connected to God. Okay, I ran out of time. This thing only goes for half an hour. So just say hi to God and... you know, you can have the prayer list, but it's better just to pray from your heart every now and then, and, you know, do the prayer list after you're in the glory or something like that. Or the point is to be God's friend. God bless your face and say hi to God.